If you're ready to say yes to your wealthiest and most abundant life, overflowing bank accounts, and a deep sense of inner fulfillment, well, then you are definitely in the right place. Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But really, all you need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money. So let's do this. Hello, beautiful, gorgeous, empowered, independent, badass, powerhouse women, and welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I am so grateful for this mic in front of me and the fact that I get to just sit in my office and record podcast episodes that go all around the world to you guys. I love seeing your messages come through like, oh, I had your voice in my ears when I was out on my walk, or I wake up every morning and I listen to your podcast. You know, listen to it while I'm cooking dinner for the family. And it makes my heart so happy. And I just want to thank every single one of you who have become a listener and a follower of the Girl Unfiltered podcast since the beginning. It's honestly the best decisions I made this year, amongst many others, personal and business. But it was one of the best decisions I made this year to launch this podcast. And it really brings me so much joy. And I hope it brings you joy too. And just a side note, if you haven't already done so, it would absolutely mean the world to me if you could just go and leave a little review for the podcast on iTunes. I think you have to click the 5-star button and then it lets you leave a written review. If you could just take like 30 seconds or a minute to leave a written review, it honestly makes such a huge, huge difference because it means that more women will find this podcast and more women will be able to discover my teachings and what I'm all about and learn more about my mission. So if you've been listening along to the Girl Unfiltered podcast, your little gift to me would just be to leave a review. And if you feel called to, actually screenshot it before you actually submit the review, because otherwise it goes out into like iTunes and Apple space and you don't see it for another 24 or 48 hours. But screenshot the review and DM it to me at girl_unfiltered on my Instagram so that I can personally thank you because I love chatting with all of you. But anyway, that was a little side note. Let's get started on what's happening this week at Girl Unfiltered and with my message for you all this week. So if you listened to last week's episode, then you may have noticed that my energy was just a little bit different. I was feeling really exhausted, honestly. I won't say burnt out because it wasn't that extreme at all, but I'd just gone through so many up levels and very, very quickly, lots of shifts, lots of changes, not just in my business, but also my personal life with moving house and, you know, everything that that brings. And my body was just... bless it, just a little bit worn out. And I'm somebody who very much was programmed to believe, I think society kind of programs us to believe this, but also within my family that, okay, on to the next thing. Like you got to always be doing, keep going. And I was kind of addicted, not gonna lie, to that, you know, feeling of always achieving. And so I've had to learn and reprogram and rewire myself to believe that it is not only safe, but it is mandatory for me to take time out. And so that's what I did over the last week. I created more space in my calendar. Obviously, I serve my one-to-one clients with, you know, my best self and the women in my group program. But beyond that, I did honestly, very little extra. Normally, I'm filling my days with lots of other things, you know, projects within the business or new creative ideas or just, you know how it is, ladies, you get it, right? Or, you know, I'm planning my next launch or whatever that might be. So I didn't do any of that. I actually gave myself permission to rest and recalibrate and relax. And man, it was so needed. And I know that so many of you reached out and said that you were feeling the same way. And in fact, I gave two of my clients the homework to just rest last week because they needed it too. And we need to give ourselves permission to fully lean into what our body is asking of us, because it is not healthy to keep pushing. In fact, it's so important to give yourselves the opportunity to acknowledge the shifts not only taking place within yourself, but also within the world. And look, we've just gone into a new month, September, which means a new season. And that energetically brings about a shift and a change in itself. So if you still haven't gotten the message that it's okay to rest and relax, or, you know, get a little extra sleep, or as in my case, which is what I did, The other night I ran a really great bubble bath and I watched Gilmore Girls in the bath and my husband made pizza, and it was just exactly what my body needed. So if you haven't already given yourself permission to do that, here is yet another permission slip to really lean into what your body is asking of you. And what's really important when you do that, it's not just the act of like being, okay, I'm going to slow down and I'm going to listen and I'm going to get more rest or whatever it means for you. It's important to acknowledge what the belief is behind it. And this is something I've been talking a lot about this week with my clients. It's the belief behind the action. So if you have the belief that you only deserve to make money, or that you will only be successful or worthy or good enough if you're constantly pushing or hustling, then of course it's going to be very, very hard for you to actually give yourself permission to relax, because your subconscious mind or your brain is going to be telling you, you've got to keep going, you've got to keep hustling, you've got to keep moving, because otherwise everything's going to fall to pieces if you don't. So I really want you to acknowledge and observe, what is your belief system behind it? Were you programmed to believe that in order to make money, you have to work really hard and you can never stop? Because if that's your belief, then not only is it going to be hard to really rest and take time out, it's also going to be your reality, because our beliefs form our reality. So I've really acknowledged and worked on that within myself. And I believe that not only is it safe for me to relax, but that I also get to be paid while doing it. I don't believe that my business is just going to fall to pieces if I decide to slow down. I believe I'm just as worthy of making money. I believe it is all within my power. It is all a choice within me. And my belief system really supports what I want to create as my reality. So just notice and observe if that's coming up for you and whether that resonates with you and what reality you actually want to create for yourself. So today is the first day I feel like really, really different. Like I just feel like my energy levels are back. I feel like I have more clarity and I just feel like lighter and more energized. And just like notice how quickly that has shifted for me, because it was just a few days ago that I was feeling pretty much the opposite. And I think that the more that you give yourself permission to feel the feelings that you're having in the very moment where they're arising, then the quicker you give it permission to shift through you. So I really allowed myself to lean into the tiredness, to spend more time just watching Netflix, because that was what my body wanted. And here I am today and I'm like, oh, I'm back. Like I'm ready to start, you know, creating new energy. I'm ready to start thinking about what my next project is. I'm ready to jump on the mic and record a podcast episode. So just remember that the longer you prolong or ignore the feelings that are coming up in your body, the longer they're going to stick around. Okay, so that was my little PSA for the week, to give yourself permission to rest and your belief system behind it. But now I would love to dive into today's topic, and that is all about your hidden money agenda. Da, da, da. Yes, this is a really, really key thing when it comes to money mindset, is what the expectations are that you are placing on your income goals. So if you think of your big monthly income goal that you would love to achieve, I'd love you to think about, what are maybe some of the hidden expectations that you're placing on them? For example, what are you waiting to give yourself permission to feel when you do finally hit that income goal. And some of the biggest hidden money agendas that I see popping up time and time again with my clients is the belief that they will finally feel good enough. They will finally feel successful. They will finally feel worthy. They will finally be loved. They will finally be able to love themselves. There are just so many of these hidden expectations that we place on money. You know that I always say you are in a relationship with money. So just think about that for a moment. Imagine starting to date somebody or wanting to date somebody and them feeling the weight of all of these expectations that you're placing on them. Imagine saying to the person that you want to date, when you commit to me, I will then feel good enough. I will then feel successful. I will then feel loved. I will then feel worthy of your love. But you have to love me first. You have to give to me first before I'm going to give myself permission to feel that. Whew! That sounds a little bit toxic to me. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that kind of a relationship. It's just a heavy burden to carry. And money is responding to your energy. Money is responding to your frequency. And so is that the kind of energy that you want to project on your income goals? Is that the kind of energy that you want to project onto money? Or do you actually want to give permission for money to live and breathe and flow into your life without any hidden agendas? That sounds like a much more fruitful, inspired, loving, supportive relationship to me. And not only does it strangle your income goal, it also sets you up to create really unrealistic expectations and probably experience more devastating lows, more of those anticlimaxes, more of those lows once you actually achieve that goal and you realize, hang on, it didn't give to me what I thought it was going to give to me. So now I'm going to have to set the bar even higher. And then the same thing happens. And then you have to set the bar even higher. And then you just get stuck in this rut of toxicity that is not healthy and will inevitably lead to disappointment and burnout. And I don't want that for any of you. Or what might happen is that because of all of these expectations that you're placing on the goal, if it doesn't happen, if you don't hit that specific income goal, your hidden agenda, your money expectations will go, hey, see, I told you really weren't good enough. I told you that you really weren't worthy enough. I told you weren't successful enough. So who are you to think that you could achieve this? And then it just adds even more of a layer or a belief, or it adds even more of a layer to that belief and continues to solidify it. So I think you're starting to get the point of why I want to talk about money and hidden agenda and the importance of releasing those hidden agendas. Before I worked on my money mindset and I was trying to get my business off the ground, trying to make ends meet, trying to hit that first income goal, I had no idea the weight that I was placing on that kind of income goal that I wanted to attract. I just wanted to attract $5,000 in the beginning, a month. I thought, oh my God, my life will be great if I could just attract $5,000 a month. But what I really was projecting onto it was, I will finally feel good enough. I will finally feel good about myself. I will finally feel confident about who I am. And I'll finally be able to release the shame and the guilt that I was also holding on to. So think back to now to that time in my life where I was working really, really hard. I was actually, in some ways, I was working harder than I work now, making considerably more than that. And I was hustling, like that's the best way to describe it. And I was staying up until really late, like learning the next strategy or implementing the next thing that I thought was going to suddenly skyrocket my business or build the next landing page or write the next email sequence. I was working, working, working. But really, what was I working towards? I was working towards giving myself permission to feel good enough. And I was strangling that goal by being like, I've got to keep working harder. I've got to keep doing this in order for me to feel good enough. It wasn't really even about the money. It was about the money, but it wasn't really about the money. And it wasn't until I realized the weight that I was placing on my goals and started to release the wiring and the programming that had taught me that I would only be good enough when I made a certain amount of money, that I actually started to open myself up to releasing those beliefs and therefore releasing the goal in terms of actually allowing myself to receive the very thing that I was actually working towards. And if I hadn't done that inner work, I wonder where I would be today. I certainly wouldn't be making the kind of money that I make now, but I wonder how I would be feeling emotionally and mentally, because I had to learn to give myself permission to feel good enough just because I am. And so when I then realized how strong and powerful the money mindset side of things were, and I started to do my inner work, I realized that what I actually had to focus on was giving myself permission to feel good enough. I had to work on the things that were making me feel not good enough at the time and release those so that I could release my money goal and therefore allow it to come towards me. Because I really hate to be the bearer of bad news, but no amount of money will ever give you permission to feel these things. Money cannot give you permission to finally feel good enough or worthy or successful. You are the one that has to give yourself permission to feel those things. And then when you step into a feeling of being like, you know what, starting today, I'm working on, I am good enough. I am worthy. I am successful. I am a badass. I am a powerhouse today. And acting from that place, guess what happens? Well, of course, you change the frequency that you live with. So you change the frequency at which you are ready to attract money. Like, it all goes hand in hand. And when you step into the frequency of being good enough, worthy, successful, then you actually allow larger amounts of money to flow into you, into your life, because you are dictating that. You're saying, I am worthy of receiving that because I am. I just am. And so be it. I am worthy of receiving large quantities of money because I have decided I am worthy. But when we come from a place of being like, I won't be worthy until I see this amount of money in my bank account, not only are we going to be left disappointed, but we're also blocking ourselves from receiving the very thing in which we want to attract, because the money is just the byproduct of the frequency that you are radiating. Really listen to that. Money is just the byproduct. You have to dictate the terms and the conditions. And I 100% know this to be true from multiple experiences in my life. And I'll share with you what happened the day after I landed the biggest contract I had signed thus far. I landed a corporate coaching client working with a multi-million dollar company worth $70,000. The contract itself was worth $70,000. Guess how I felt the day after I signed that? Can you imagine? Can you imagine how I felt the day after I signed a contract worth $70,000 and I had been somebody who at one point had 79 cents in my bank account? How did I feel the day after I signed a $70,000 contract? I didn't feel any different. I did not feel any differently. And I mean that in the best possible way. I didn't feel suddenly more worthy. I didn't feel suddenly more good enough. I didn't suddenly feel like I was a better wife or a better daughter or a better businesswoman. It felt amazing. Do not get me wrong. Was I extremely grateful? Yes, absolutely, 100%. Did I celebrate the heck out of it? You bet your bottom dollar I did. And I had a lot of champagne and toasted my husband and it was brilliant. But I didn't feel any differently really internally, because before signing the contract, before the contract even appeared, I already knew I was worthy. I already knew I was good enough. I already felt that I was successful. So as a result, I attracted the contract. Because if I had been waiting to feel these things, you know, if I'd been waiting to see $70,000 in my bank account to then finally feel these things, then I wouldn't have ever been able to attract the very contract in itself. Does that make sense? So today, my question for all of you is, what are you waiting to feel? What are you waiting to give yourself permission to feel? And maybe that's something that you need to journal on. Like, really ask the question in your journaling, what am I waiting to feel? And see what comes up for you. And who and what taught you that you had to wait to receive external validation and permission to feel these things? Because that isn't the case. You give yourself permission to feel these things. And when you can give yourself permission to feel these things and give yourself the gift of feeling good enough and worthy enough and successful enough just because you are, because it is true, just because you are worthy of those things, then just how much more of a magnet are you going to become to the very things that you want to attract? So instead of even focusing on the number of the income goal or the amount that you want to receive, how about for the next week or so, you focus on giving yourself permission to feel these things, to release those hidden agendas, to release those expectations? What if you just made that your one focus? How would that shift things for you? How would you step into a new frequency? How would you walk, talk, and act differently? Because I'm here to tell you that you are beyond worthy. You are beyond good enough. You are successful. Just right here, right now, listening to this podcast, you are a successful fucking badass woman. Wherever you are in the world listening to this right now, and I want you to breathe that in and I want you to own that. And nobody, not anything, not any person, not anything, not any amount of money will give you permission to feel those things. You get to decide that starting today. So I'd love you to head on over to my Instagram @girl_unfiltered. Tell me that you've listened to this episode number, and tell me what you are today giving yourself permission to feel just because. And if that feeling really needs to be released on a deeper level, which I'm sure it will, I can send you some resources like my tapping video, which is an amazing way to quickly shift feelings so that you can start implementing different tools and mindset resources to start really, really shifting that. But I hope that today's episode has given you some clarity over just how many expectations and unhealthy expectations that we do place on our goals. And with that awareness, with that clarity, will come big, big shifts for you. I promise you. So this is a shorter episode, but I hope that it really resonated on a very deep level. I also would love to hear from you guys about what questions you have. What would you love me to answer on this podcast? What topics would you love to address? Or maybe there's somebody that you'd absolutely love me to interview. Let me know. You're all a part of this podcast. So again, head on over to @girl_unfiltered and let me know. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to receive from these podcasts. And I will be more than happy to make that happen. So I'm sending you so much love, light, and abundance wherever you are in the world. And I hope today you're giving yourself a lot of permission to feel just how incredibly worthy you are. And have a great rest of your day.